Welcome to the 2013 World Under-23 Ultimate Championship Podcast. I'm Otto Chung. In our seventh podcast, I catch up with Jason Robinson and Ian Brooks, co-tournament directors. This podcast was recorded on April 18th, 2013, on the sideline of Monarch Park Stadium.
Now that we are, middle of April, Jason, do you have an update to give our podcast listeners about the tournament?
I guess so. I mean, we're working really hard to make sure that the tournament's going to go as smoothly as possible. So what's happening is we have a lot of different directors, and they're all doing their own little part to make it all come together. And the job for Ian and I is to try and mesh all of those parts and bring sort of this perfect symphony of Ultimate together in July. So, we've got our facilities director working hard on things like tents and golf carts and porta potties and, getting all that together, and our PR people are putting together a plan to advertise the event to the media and, get everybody excited about it. Obviously, you've seen all the stuff they're doing online, and this podcast here is a great example of that. And so I could go on and on and on, but everybody's working really hard behind the scenes to bring this all together. So right now it's just a lot of hard work, a lot of phone calls, a lot of emails, setting up contracts. Not the glamour type stuff, but it's all going to come together real well.
Ian, what's keeping you busy right now?
Well, right now we're in the registration process. In 2 days, our actual early bird deadline comes due. So I've been in constant communication with teams who are busy trying to get their registration done and payment done on time. So that's been taking most of my time up for the past, 2 weeks now.
How are the facilities coming along?
Facilities are coming along really, really well. We're actually meeting with York every 3 to 4 weeks. One of the issues we are dealing with at the moment is just with respect to the stadium. The main stadium field, they had some issues with it in the fall, and they're working on that. We're going to be doing one of two things. We're either going to keep playing in the stadium, or we're going to use the field beside the stadium and turn it into a stadium-like field, bringing in bleachers, fencing, all that sort of stuff. So we're just in the midst of finalizing that right now. Either way, the athletes are going to have an unforgettable experience.
What about accommodations? Where are we putting up the athletes coming from overseas?
Well, we're putting up the athletes in the residences of York University, and we've got approximately 1,200 beds, so we can take care of all of our athletes and hopefully everybody, our volunteers, guests, family, all that jazz. So there are suite-style, dorm-style residences, and when athletes sign up, and Ian's looking at those registrations right now, they can choose what style of accommodation that they want, and then he's going to do his best to slot them into those spots and keep the teams together as best he can.
Ian, for those fans of Ultimate who can't make it to Toronto this summer, how are they going to keep up with what's going on at the tournament?
Well, if they're unfortunate not to be here to watch exciting games happening, we will have online scoring through our website. Our PR department plans on having, sideline reporters tweeting at each field to let everyone know over in the Twitter world what's going on. So I guess one of the best way to start following us now and keep track of the games is to follow us on Twitter.
What countries have registered?
So in the Open Division, we have the usuals: United States, Canada, Australia, United Kingdom, Ireland, Italy, Switzerland, Austria, Colombia, Venezuela, Dominican Republic. Wow, I can't remember. There's another one I'm missing there. In the women's, we've got Germany, Canada, U.S., Great Britain, Australia, Venezuela, Colombia, and some more I can't remember off the top of my head. And in the mixed division, the usual Canada, U.S., Great Britain, Colombia, Australia. Can you think of anyone?
Mexico.
Oh, yeah, Mexico registered in the open and women's division.
Okay.
Italy registered in the open division.
It sounds exciting. There's a lot of teams coming from a long way to play Ultimate in Toronto. Okay.
Yeah, well, we've got 18 total nations and 38 total teams at the moment. So, yeah, a lot.
How are you feeling about this?
I'm not that nervous, but I am nervous in so much as that we want everyone to have a really good time and have the best possible experience. So, yeah, there's definite sort of jitters there. You know, we want to make this the best possible athlete-focused event.
Ian, big tournaments like this, there's an expectation of streaming video and streaming the games online. What's going to happen at the tournament in Toronto this summer?
Well, while there is big news coming about streaming, we are definitely going to be streaming games online, and we plan on streaming a lot of games. We want to make sure that every country, every division gets some type of play during the tournament. Like, we know the people from Venezuela are going to want to check out how their guys and gals are doing, right? So we do plan on having streaming available. We are finalizing the details with numerous streaming operators, and hopefully in the coming days we'll have a big announcement on our website.
Jason, when athletes come to a tournament like this, it's not just about playing a sport, it's about socializing, meeting people from other countries. What can athletes expect at the tournament in Toronto?
We're planning a number of different social events for the athletes, and we're really excited to see what we can bring together. We will have, you know, the typical Saturday night party, and we're looking at putting together a big event for that. We're planning on having the trade night, where athletes can come together near the end of the tournament as one and trade their gear and you know, get stuff from other countries. It's a pretty cool concept. And then we're also looking at a few other things. We're an outdoor sort of patio, Jamaican-style barbecue, which is going to be heaps and heaps of fun. We're possibly looking at taking a big group that wants to go to a Blue Jays game, because the Blue Jays are playing at home that week, and as you know, the Blue Jays are touted to be a really good team this year. We're also looking at possibly putting together cultural society nights where we can link up, for example, the Italian national team with our Italian cultural society, and they can welcome them to some of their festivities and maybe put together a meal for them and that sort of thing. So we have a bunch of different things in mind. And York University itself, there's lots of pubs, it's a student environment, so it's a great place for these U23 athletes to mix and mingle.
Jason, an event as big as this, you can't do it by yourself. Who's helping us out?
Well, first it starts with, in terms of, you know, York University, the university itself, lots of the businesses on site that are going to be supporting the event. We have a partnership with Tourism Toronto, and they can link our athletes to a lot of neat tourism things, whether it be in downtown Toronto or outside the city in the province of Ontario. We're partnered with the province as well. They're going to be supporting the event. And then we have we're starting to bring in some great sponsors. We've already announced on our website that we have VC Ultimate as our official apparel partner. And I've seen some of the mocks that they're putting together for the cool jerseys and shirts and gear that they're going to sell at the event. Bring lots of money, because you're going to want to buy this really cool stuff. And we've also announced our official beer partner, which is Steam Whistle Pilsner. Steam Whistle's been a partner of our club for at least 5 years. They're a fantastic group. They're down to earth. And the beer is great too, which always helps. So we're going to position that beer garden strategically right with a great spot with the feature field. And we've already got a couple vendors, Daredevil Discs being one of them, that's interested in coming out and having a vendor booth. And then there are a number of partners that are sort of on the fringe right now, and we hope to make more announcements soon. So lots of great partnerships. We're really looking forward to it.
Ian, you told us about the Twitter feed. How else can people keep in touch with the tournament?
Well, obviously, there's our website, which is www.wfdf2013-u23.com. That's www.wfdf2013-u23.com. And you could also follow us on Facebook, just search for World Under 23 2013, and of course there's Twitter at U23WFDF.
I'd like to thank Jason and Ian for helping out with this podcast, and we'll see you in Toronto this summer.